morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. You called it a psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, and this is our hour of power of prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. May the conscience of citizens to rejoice and be glad in it. It is the 21st day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. Hallelujah to God. I'm the Apostle Horsley. We're here under the path of the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Welcome to our hour of power of prayer. We'll be facilitating in this hour, hallelujah to God, rejoicing in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. I thank God for all things that have transpired. Hallelujah to God. And it's a wonderful time to be alive. It's a great day to be alive. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We were worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. Worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come before thy throne of grace. increasing, Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Lord God, the song that comes to mind right now, Lord God, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thank you, O Lord God, with great admiration, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, for this 21st day of January, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are great, Lord. Evo Shanda Makare, see, God. You work miracles so great. There's just no one else able to see. Hallelujah. There's no one like you, Lord God. We rose up this morning, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Because, Lord God, hallelujah, God, your omniscient, O Lord God, your all-knowing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power, of prayer, and demonstration, and deliverance, O Lord God, and confirmment of your word, O Lord God, that you're with us, O Lord God. We call you Emmanuel, O Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power here, Lord God. Here, Lord God, under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bunch, O Lord God, and others that come, O Lord God, and they part, O Lord God, that you have given the honor to them, O Lord God, to let the ministry strand these many years, O Lord God, that we have this platform, O Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. And I want to thank you, O Lord God. Not only is it a platform, O Lord God, but it is a productive platform, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for each and every one, O Lord God, individually, collectively, O Lord God, as we come up before you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for your many blessings, O Lord God, for how you kept us, O Lord God, how you delivered, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Lord God, because it is just a blessing, O Lord God, to wake up in the right mind, O Lord God, and be here, Lord God, and you faithfully visit us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Not only do you visit, O Lord God, you are faithful and you're true, Lord God. There's none like you, O Lord God. Searched all over, Lord God. Looked all over, Lord God. Just couldn't find no one, O Lord God, that was more faithful than you, more true than you, Lord God. You put together marriages, O Lord God. You allowed some to get married, O Lord God. You brought healing and deliverance, O Lord God. You healed, O Lord God. Brokenhearted, O Lord God. You healed those that were gone through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, and you send the good news, O Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we pray today, O Lord God, that those that are by themselves, that are single, O Lord God, and desire to have a companion, O Lord God, that you would grant that wish, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, for you said that it was not good, Lord, hallelujah, for men.
Hallelujah, blessings. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God. Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God. Lord, to lift you up, to exalt you, to magnify you, Lord God. To call upon you, Lord, to you alone. I'm worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord, I will thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day you have made, Lord God. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad and rejoice in you, Lord God. Our Father, our Savior, our Healer, our Redeemer, the lover of our souls. Lord, the one who looks for your life, both to supply our need, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we come this morning, Lord God, just to give you thanks. Praise, honor, glory, and reverence, Lord God. Lord God, we come this morning to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we come this morning to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing and keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. For you say more by morning, new mercies we see, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to be recipients of your mercies this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're ever merciful, Lord God. You are ever merciful, Lord God. And we know there is none like you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, for moving us, Lord God. Lord God, allowing us, Lord God, to step over, Lord God, into a new year, Lord God, into a new month, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for all you've allowed us, Lord God, to come through, Lord God, this past year, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the things you will teach us in this new year, Lord God. Lord God, I just ask you, Lord God, to wake up, God, to desire, Lord God, to be drawn closer and closer to you, Lord God. That we desire to do what thus says the Lord. That we have a heart and a mindset as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It said, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Lord, let your will be done in our lives, Lord God. Lord, help us to die to self in this new year, Lord God, that we may live for you, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to spend more time in your word, Lord God. Lord God, learn strength from your word, Lord God. Give us a greater understanding of your word, Lord God. Lord God, give us clarity, Lord God, as we study your word, Lord God. Help us to have more love, one for another, Lord God. Lord God, teach us, Lord God. Lord God, let your word say, love never fails, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes we're so caught up in self, Lord God, that we don't recognize, Lord God, that we're isolating, Lord God. Lord God, and that we're being selfish, Lord God, and arrogant and prideful, Lord God. But help us to love one another, Lord God, to encourage each other to love, Lord God. Father God, that because we have disagreements does not mean, Lord God, that we can't come to a place, Lord God, where we see things eye to eye, Lord God, that we can stand, Lord God, and battle together against the enemy and the adversary of our souls, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to remove the holiness and the high-mindedness, Lord God, away from us, Lord God. Lord God, every seek in our doors, so help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Think slowly, Lord God, to think in a way that brings you glory, that brings you honor, and brings you praise. Lord God, we just thank you so much, Lord God, for your love. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for all that you're doing and be in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the gift of faith, Lord God. Lord God, you've given us faith, Lord God, that as we come before your throne of grace, as we come fair on, Lord God, we're coming in faith, trusting and believing that we're speaking to, Lord God. Lord God, the great God and Father, Lord God, that hears, Lord God, and that can move, and that can make changes, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you so much, Lord God, that you, Lord God, increase our faith in you, Lord God, increase our faith in the times that we're living in, because we all live in perilous times, Lord God. We're living in times where men love themselves more than they love you, Lord God. We're living in times, Lord God, when they're calling good evil and evil good. We're living in times, Lord God, where men fear for right, Lord God. But Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, to pray and to lift up your name and to stand on your word, Lord God, thank you for your strength, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I ask you to give us, Lord God, that joy, Lord God. Lord God, that joy that we had, Lord God, when we first received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord God. Restore that joy, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The zeal, Lord God, that we had, Lord God, that wherever we went, Lord God. Lord God, we will tell someone of who you are, Lord God. Restore, Lord God, those things that the kangaroo and the palm worm have attempted to take away, Lord God. Have eaten up, Lord God, Lord peace on our doorstep. Restore, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to pilgrim this morning, Lord God. Lord, to bless your name, to lift you up, to exalt you, to magnify you. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for all, Lord God, of your people, Lord God. Lord God, that does not bother, Lord God, to come together, Lord God, and to pray this morning, Lord God. Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for those, Lord God, that will come and stand the gap and to pray, Lord God, for others, that will pray for family members, that will trust you, Lord God. Trust you completely, Lord God, in spite of things that may be happening on things that may have happened in our life, Lord God, that we will trust you completely, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, because you tell us, Lord God, to trust you, Lord God, to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and to lean not to our own understanding, Lord God, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, because you will direct our paths. You never lead us astray, Lord God, and your ways are so much higher than our ways, Lord God, and your thoughts and our thoughts, Lord, just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity, Lord God, just to call upon you, Lord God, just to cry out to you, Lord God, to lift up your holy and righteous name, just to thank you for being so good and so loving and so caring to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I never thank you enough. I never praise you enough. I never worship nor honor you enough. I just thank you for each opportunity you allow us to do so, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I praise you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you're able to seek and I don't find there is none like you, Lord God. Thank you for the power and authority that you give us in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Lord God, at that name that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee will bow, Lord God. There is no other name but the name of Jesus that's worthy of glory, honor, and power. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your children, Lord God, that was one, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us how to pray according to your will. Thank you, Father God, that your ears are always open to our cry. Thank you for loving, blessing, and keeping us. Thank you for this time, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I thank you, Sister Juanita, for praying. I'm not sure what's going on with the Blog Talk station this morning, but hopefully people will come on over here to this platform. We are here on Thursday, first day of January 2021. But we're just going to continue on. We're just going to find out who is here. If you would just go ahead and give your names, we'll continue in this platform here. So if you just give us your name, and we'll see what we can do as we go forward through this hour. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning. This is Charlotte. I just joined the call.
Okay, Charlotte. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mary.
Okay, Sister Mary, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
All right, Sister Marie, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Yvonne. Listening.
Okay, Sister Yvonne, good to hear your voice. God
bless you. Hallelujah. Yes.
Okay, Apostle Horsley, good to hear your voice again. God bless you.
Good to hear you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We should that I can continue from here.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, yes. We're going to read the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Yes, praise the Lord, Pastor Bundage and the saints of the Most High God. We're going to be reading our scripture of the week, and it's from the book of Proverbs, and we're going to start at chapter 3, and we're going to read 1 through 4, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou, verse 4, so shalt thou find favor, glory, and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And we know God's word is blessed, so we pray God bless the hearers as well as the doers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you. Hallelujah, God. We just prayed away, and then we looked in the, I don't know how long we've been off. Hallelujah, God. Thank God. We just praying and just thanking God and worshiping and praising God for all that he has done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for the scripture of the week. He said that we are here because we have that word of God on inside of us. We knew when things got bad, all we could do was just pray and wait. Then you realize that things have gotten out of hand, hallelujah to God. And they did something because they got afraid of themselves because they openly admitted. We're talking about what happened here. We thank God for the president. We then prayed, hallelujah to God, for the incoming president, and we prayed for Kamala Harris, vice president, hallelujah to God. God is going to do something because there's a mighty work going on, and it's always a work going on when God begins to bless, and he be using women so greatly and has used them throughout the card of time, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we just know that, thank God, we're going to pray for the strength, hallelujah to God. I was praying and I was saying it seemed like their relief had came yesterday, that they had so many songs, hallelujah to God, of it. But we thank God for the scripture of the week there. And I just want to read something that you hear from the book of Matthews, and we're going to go on with this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. It was Matthew's, the fifth chapter. It was, Lord gave me, it was the Beatitudes, hallelujah to God. Yeah, pray for me that I'd be able to get another one and get it straight so we have it straight. And it says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he sat there, his disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, for righteousness, for they shall prevail. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are they that are persecuted. Oh, blessed are us, I said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for great is their reward. I'm reading this wrong. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Amen. Thank God for that, because we came through the time, saints of God. And I'm so glad about it. I'm not glad because a lot of times, we went through, say to God, we went through it. It looked like, you know, it seemed like God wasn't going to move anything, but God has a timing, and God is always on time. Everybody saved it all, saved new media. Everybody could feel the presence of God. Everybody was glad of the relief. I believe that God allowed God permitted the pandemic to come, hallelujah to God, to catch the minds of his people, hallelujah, because he's not going to be defeated, not on a single fold. He has blessed us. He has saved us by his spirit and by his power. You know, what happened is I believe that God had showed us. He has showed us. He let us see. Let us look into everything. He had brought it to the forefront by social media and everything else, the corruption that was going on and the way that people felt about you, hallelujah to God, and how just going through. But I'm so glad that we stood fast in prayer, hallelujah to God, that we kept ourselves together here. God has kept us together here in this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. He did not miss a beat. He did not stop working miracles. Someone even got married during the time of pandemic. I believe more is coming, hallelujah to God. We just thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Even though they had an insurrection and they did not tell all that was going on, he did not want to the word. Most he would say, he said plenty of word. Don't worship in the media. Don't worship them. Worship God, the only true God. Worship his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we did. And God has brought us through. Hallelujah to God. It's a new day, looking for new things to come out in the name of Jesus. I just have this feeling that God is going to very soon just remove this pandemic out of the way. It's not a word of knowledge, but it's just that feeling. It seems like something broke because the head of that spiritual wickedness has been moved out of. You know, it's just the same way that when you come to the radio station and you come this hour of power praying, the Pastor Darlene begins to cover, hallelujah to God, and we're standing there as co-workers, hallelujah to God, and fellow worshipers in the body of Christ, hallelujah to God. God be working so many miracles, hallelujah to God, in this very hour and throughout the days, hallelujah to God, and it's been going on for years that he be working. Even so, the lady called him with a pet, hallelujah to God, it seemed like a strange request, but God had mercy there and worked it. He got the testimony because he will be glorified, he will be praised, and I want to just encourage everybody to just keep on praising God, keep on keeping what we're doing, because God is pleased, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. God is pleased with what's going on here in this hour of power prayer. We want to move forward in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to tell anybody that it was easy, that it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you that when you come here that the house is going to blow and this, that, and everything's going to be a flowery bed of ease, hallelujah to God. But we have to work until the close of the day. God has placed us in the body as it pleases him, hallelujah to God. We have to do whatever God has to do. Matter of fact, even the night before the night of the 19th, hallelujah to God, we were praying. We had a prayer line, and we were praying so that I would protect, because we just didn't know where the enemy was or how things were going to turn out, hallelujah to God. We know that we were looking forward to coming to this hour of power of prayer on yesterday morning, the inauguration day and on today, hallelujah to God. Well, I'm going to give you this year. We're going to go, and we're going to go through this hour of power prayer. In the Army and the military, they have a claymore mine. It's an explosive to kill the enemy. And when you're putting the blasting cap on the thing, you have to be careful that you don't cause no friction, because that thing will go off. But what happens is that what you do is you face it toward the enemy. Hallelujah to God. You put it around the perimeter, like our prayers that God has protected us with. That shield is around us, like goes around Job and his family. And that claymore mine, it says face toward the enemy. And when the enemy would come in, there was a lot of them in Vietnam, and when the enemy would come, you would squeeze it, and it would blast enemy, and that would throw all kinds of explosives out so many feet in front of you to clear the perimeter, and then they'd fire the food, and the light would come on, you'd be able to see, and you would have a firefight in the middle of the morning. Well, thank God, you'll see what we were praying about, that God protect us, because when the enemy has infiltrated it, they could take the claymore mine up and face it towards you that are not the enemy, and without going to check, and you're not able to check or know where it is, when it blow up, it's designed, it's going to do what it's going to do. It will begin to blow up and begin to kill what's inside of the circle. And it looked like they had infiltrated when they had that insurrection move there. What was so diabolical about it was the people were everywhere, and it was people that live next door to you, people that you go to grocery store, saying to God, it was time to pray. And I thank God, Abel Shatnadakaisi, because God heard the prayers of his people, hallelujah. God took us through a time of faith bereavement. So many people died, hallelujah to God. Every time you look, someone called yesterday and they lost a brother. I say, but the thing is, they're in the presence of the Lord. This is a time to give God the praise, the honor, the glory. It's not time to get stagnated in your faith. It's not time for you to let go of baton, but we have to march on like armed Christian soldiers, marching on the wall. We're blessed, even though that appoints us, we're the children of God. Hallelujah to God. We have all things that have been given unto us. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ in heaven and earth, he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah to God. We're better than blessed. So today we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah to God. So we're going to get back to this hour of power of prayer. I'm just so thankful to God. Hallelujah to God that he worked things out in fashion that there was a spirit of peace, hallelujah to God. I believe that things have shifted down, hallelujah to God. As the president says, you know, turn down the temperature, hallelujah to God. I was just so Hallelujah. I wouldn't say amazed, but how things were just so, how God has just kept everything in order. Hallelujah, God. They ran out. It wasn't the military. It was the will of God that he would show himself strong to the people, that everybody would realize that we have a Father that's in heaven. Hallelujah to God. And there's so many people at different offices when they began to review how there was Jews, there was Catholics, there was all kinds. Everybody was invited. Hallelujah. There, everybody had something to say, different nationalities. Hallelujah to God. I'm looking for God to do great things in the of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna leave space here. Hallelujah to God. Pastor Dolly, and we could go on and see what you have here in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. We need to come in and give God some praise. I know that you have prayer requests able, and then I call you see her. Hallelujah, because their praise is there. I know that you have prayer requests. Hallelujah to God, because that's what we do here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. That is what this hour of power of prayer is all about. Hallelujah to God. I believe that God is going to release this finances. Hallelujah to God. He's going to release finances on us because we have been faithful over a few things. Hallelujah to God. Souls have came in. Hallelujah to God. The line has gotten increased. Hallelujah to God. The numbers that are coming in to pray. Hallelujah to God. It's more so. God is well pleased. God is saying to Pastor Darling, she's a good and faithful servant. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. He would not withhold anything. Hallelujah to God. If we being people give good gifts to our children, how much more would God the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, give on to us? Expect the miracle. Hallelujah to God. Expect the impossible. Hallelujah to God. Look for the unsaved to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Pastor Darling. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning once again. We're grateful to be here in the service of the Lord, thanking God for each and every one who has joined us over here on this particular platform. I'm glad that we do have a new president and a new vice president and other people coming into office. But at the same time, we will continue to keep those prayers going. I mean, it's so important. Even though
yes.
we have place, we still have to pray
yes.
and just seed on behalf of everybody. You know, we know that there are things going on in the spirit, and just thinking about the situation 2 weeks ago when they came with that insurrection, you know, many times God, you know, he allowed that to happen so that when we got to yesterday, that particular situation would not be the issue. If that had not happened 2 weeks ago, we could have had a real mess on our hands. We could have had some people killed that were supposed to be in office. So you just think about how God answers our prayer, even though those people were out there.
Yes,
it could have been that they did not do what they did until the day of the inauguration. But God reveals things. You know, when we pray and ask God to reveal every plot, ask God to show us those people who are doing wrong, God answers prayer. So people across the nation and around the world are praying, and we appreciate all of the prayer intercessors, the prayer warriors. I mean, this is one particular line, and we know that God has done so many great things down through the years, and we appreciate that. We appreciate every person, whether we hear your voice during the course of the line or not. We know that you're not here just to be here. You're here to agree with what God is doing, and so it's just great know that we have a desire to do the work of the Father, to come together, to be in agreement with the Lord God Almighty, to allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us as we go forward.
Yes.
I appreciate our sister Juanita, who came to this line before I even sent out the word that we needed to be here when everything stopped on the other Block Talk. Thank God for her just taking the initiative to go ahead and begin to pray. You know, we have people who know what.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So we just give God praise for that. You know, we're just people that we're not just going to just be sitting around doing nothing and wondering what's the next step, but taking the lead is so great and so wonderful. So thank you, Angelus Juanita, for doing that. And we're just glad everybody who's over here on this particular line at this point in time. And we know that God will continue to bless and keep us and do his will in our lives. So, Apostle Horsley, before you got on, I was getting the names. And if there are those who have joined us who have not given your names, why don't you go ahead and do that, and then we'll go further into the hour of power of prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning. And this is Lois, and I'm listening. And thank you, darling.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you.
Pastor
Good morning.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm darling. Praise God. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Glenda.
Hey, Maggie. It's Glenda. God bless you.
Good morning. Celeste, you guys here. I'm listening.
All right. Good to hear your voice. God bless you, Pastor Celeste.
Good morning. This is Grace. I'm listening. God bless everybody.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Grace, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay. All right, Apostle Horsley, whatever you want to do going forward, we're here. We got the names, and we'll just keep it moving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You could have continued, Pastor, if you had some more to, that you wanted to add on to it. I was just thankful that it seems like it was it seemed like so many people were calling in for prayer, hallelujah to God, and so many things were going on. I was just so thankful how you said, oh, how God just held things back, and he started revealing people, even so much so they had, on the final day, they had found people that was in the armed forces that was supposed to protect it, that the enemy did not give up. He was relentless, didn't want to carry out and to destroy something, but has given us witness that we serve an almighty God. Hallelujah, God. He had set people that were collecting, that had a job. He had made sure that they were on their job and that the job was functioning. And they begin to get out there and they begin to research and follow things and all these things that God had made available, hallelujah to God, to them to work. They had worked it, and we thank God for that. And I mean, we just believe in God to do great things in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Your faith should be increased at this time. A lot of times we cannot do nothing in our own strength, hallelujah to God. But we ask God to help us, hallelujah to God. I started telling people to ask God to let God know that you're not able to stop smoking the cigarettes, that you have a sin in your life, that you have an addiction in your life, hallelujah to God, that you can't break it by yourself, hallelujah to God. And if you would give that addiction and that thing to God, he will help you with it. He would break it for you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. When you're on the front line, and when you come to this hour of power of prayer, you come in there, and we are in the very presence of the Almighty God. We have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. We have fellowship with the God that has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. We have the breath of the Almighty God abiding in us. We're looking forward to eternal life with God. But until then, we have to work in the vineyard until the close of the day. And we thank God for it. I count it an honor and a blessing to come. I was praying this morning, and phone just wouldn't do right. And I said, Lord God, this is just unacceptable, Lord God. I said, I want to be with the saints. I want to pray. We have blessed us to be here, Lord God. And I thank God for that. Pastor, we could set up the prayer, and we could go forward now in the name of Jesus. I believe I prayed, and I feel just that you could take it down. Let's go forth and praise and worship, hallelujah to God. And because I thank God for it. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Okay, well, let's just everybody come in and give God some praise, and no petitions right now. Let's just praise his name because he is worthy. Let's lift our voices to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I agree.
Lord, I give you praise and I worship you, Heavenly Father. I confirm you are the Almighty God, the great
my God,
I am, God, Lord, the creator of this. Thank you for all the work that you do in my life, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Dear Heavenly Father, In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is DALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.